Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
The reason we're interviewing author and filmmaker Jeffrey M. Smith is because he's probably one of the most prominent, outspoken, but also conservative. And by conservative, it's far worse than even what he's saying. He only goes off of what is absolutely documented. Researchers on genetically modified organisms in our food. Now, again, this is not splicing two cherry trees or cross-pollinating to get a hybridization. That's natural. This is artificial mutation using insect genes, plant genes, mammal genes, all mixing them together. For some reason, the cockroach is one of their favorites. It's in a lot of potatoes, tomatoes that you're eating on the store shelves. But the major food crops have been converted to this. Also, these GMO crops take over the naturally occurring. Let's say it's GMO corn. It takes over and infects the natural, the hundreds of varieties, and most varieties, by the way, have been infected, and then cross-pollinates those through the hybridization process using that natural process. And we've only covered a tiny area of this. To be specific, they take this fungus bacteria. They take it. They alter it. It's naturally occurring, but they make the plant grow the fungus in its own genetic makeup so bugs won't eat it. If they do, they die. And then they say, oh, but that's safe for humans to eat. And then now in German studies, that's been leaked, linked with the corn to the honeybees dying, because the honeybees, unlike other insects, will still eat it. And, you know, the honeybees aren't doing too hot. There's all these other areas to discuss that's outside of just what we're eating, like Hong Kong for at least 7-8 years. You can pull this up in MSNBC. You can buy glowing rhesus monkeys. They glow in the dark because they have jellyfish genetics in their skin. And they can make them glow. They can make them glow bright blue in the dark, but it also changes other DNA in the monkey, and it's very, very dangerous, and it's jumping into other species. There's just a huge area to discuss here. All these human-animal hybrids where they're putting human genetics into other animals so they can get body parts or heart valves out of them. I mean, this is science fiction, but we are 2008, and it is going on. And the FDA, the EPA do nothing basically to stop it. In fact, it's a revolving door, and that's what Jeffrey Smith covers. But the good news is, we'll talk about this later, the tipping point, how we counter this, and the fact is that we can counter it, and we have had victories against it. But we need to have even more victories now, because they're about to go from 4, 5, or 6 staple foods, you know, being altered to basically everything being altered and a complete takeover. So as bad as things are now, they're getting ready, the big three GMO companies, to shoot the moon, as they say. Okay, so Jeffrey, continuing with the discussion of they tried to cover up the death of these sheep, saying it was pesticides, but then they weren't using those pesticides at these farms.
Exactly. And I called in to try and, you know, get to the bottom of it. And I spoke to that veterinarian who originally was in favor of the idea that it was the genetically engineered cotton that caused the deaths. And then she reversed her opinion. And I said, can I talk to you? She said, I can't talk to you. You have to speak to the director. So she had been gagged. So I called the director and I said, how come I can't speak to the veterinarian? He said, no, you can speak to her. Call her back. So I called her back and I asked her a question, and I hear the director's voice shouting the answer. And him, and then the veterinarian, a woman, repeating every word for word whatever he told her to say. So this is the way that they ungagged the veterinarian. Now, there's a big thing going on in India. The Supreme Court stepped in and found that the Genetic Engineering Approval Committee was allowing things to be approved without going through the law. And they declared them, you know, illegal to start to put all these new products in the market. They assigned a scientist to investigate this committee. The scientists found evidence of of fraudulent conclusions. The GEAC, the committee, said, oh, no, the sheep deaths were due to something else, and that's what the study shows. Well, this independent investigator, a top scientist in India, looked at supposedly their proof and said, actually, it was never studied. There wasn't an investigation. It was a cover-up. And so now this committee is trying to defame this investigator, claiming that he is false and he is wrong, and trying to get him kicked out.
But that happened in 96 in England, when the government's own top researcher, who was pro-GMO, found out that it was hurting the rats. And then all these years later, it's been proven he was right. Let's talk about, because the average folks in the West are so decadent, they don't care about Indians. Let's talk about specifically what we know about sterilization, what we know about sperm counts, what we know about the GMO food, the you know, these cross species hybrids that we're eating here in the United States and Europe. What is it doing? What do we know that it's been doing?
All right, we've got two levels of knowledge. We've got laboratory research, and we have reports from farmers. Let's start with the farmers and get through that quickly. I've spoken to a number of farmers in Iowa who say that when their pigs or cows ate certain varieties of genetically modified corn, they couldn't get pregnant. And when they switched to the non-GM corn, they got pregnant. And when they switched back to that GM corn, they couldn't get pregnant. In India, I know we're visiting India again, there was also a problem with sterility and premature deliveries and problems among the offspring and deaths among the offspring. Now let's look at laboratories. If you look at rats, these were studied in Russia. They fed rats, mother female rats, genetically engineered soy, the same soy that's grown on 91% of the soy acreage in the United States. And then they got them pregnant, and they continued to feed them soy, and about 56% of their offspring died within 3 weeks.
No, that's what we're eating.
Yeah, compared to only about 10% whose mothers ate non-genetically engineered.
So we have an 80% increase in death, and that's what we're eating. And, of course, they study rats because they're most similar in their metabolic system to humans.
And the offspring from the GM group, they were smaller on average, and when they tried to mate the offspring together, they were sterile. They couldn't conceive. Now, the other thing, they gave genetically engineered soybeans to male rats, and they changed the color of their testicles, and it changed the structure of the cells within the testicles. Now, this woman, Irina Ermakova, had done this study 3 times, small study, very few rats, and ran out of money. And also what happened was, the rat chow that was being used to feed all of the housed rats at the facility switched to become GM soy based. So she couldn't do any more studies at that point because now all of the rats at the facility were eating GM soy.
But when she complained, tell them what they told her. Don't worry, we got to get rid of the people.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll get there. Give me a beat first. So what happened was, she couldn't do any more studies, but within 2 months, the infant mortality rate among all of the rats in the facility that others were studying had gone up to 56.3%. Now, the other thing is this. She was told she couldn't do any more studies. We were sitting together at the European Parliament after giving a presentation there, and she said documents were burnt on her desk, samples were stolen. She was told by her director that his director was being pressured, so she couldn't do any more GM research. She was finally told, oh, you can only do research on genetic engineering if you sign this contract, which says you can't talk about your results for 3 years. We can replace any of your colleagues. It was completely draconian. In other words, basically trying to shut her up. She couldn't sign it. So a colleague of hers came up to her to comfort her and said, well, maybe this genetically engineered soy will solve the overpopulation problem. This was his comfort.
Oh.
Now, we have some additional... I know you love this, Alex. We have some additional evidence from other studies. We have an Italian research group that fed mice genetically engineered soy, the same soy, looked at the testicles of the male mice and found that there was changes or damage in their young sperm cells and in the testicles in general. Then they looked at the offspring when the parents were fed genetically engineered soy and found changes in the way that the DNA worked inside the embryos.
Mm.
Now, a study that came out in November from the Austrian government, they fed genetically engineered corn. This was corn that was both producing its own pesticide and also like the soybean, engineered not to die when you spray herbicide on it. So it was called herbicide tolerant or Roundup Ready, meaning you could spray Roundup on it and it wouldn't die.
Mm.
So they fed the corn to mice, and the mother mice gave birth for four different litters.
Stay there. Let's hear what happened.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, I've probably interviewed, I don't know, over 100 top scientists, you know, top of their class, work for these companies. They would feed it to the guinea pigs or the mice, and they'd get sterilized, or they'd have tumors or mutations, which aren't supposed to even happen after utero, but they would mutate after We're all eating this stuff. It's very hard to find real organic food because the staple crops have all been infected. And we're talking to the amazing author. You can get his books and videos, by the way. I want you to get them at InfoWars.com or also go to SeedsOfDeception.com. That's his site. And find out about all the other organizations they have, the documents, the research. We're only skimming the surface here. As crazy as all this sounds, it just so happens the one plastic of hundreds they chose to have be the standard plastic used in the West is the one that leaches chemicals that sterilize. It just so happens, you know, that, again, they're letting the melamine attack the children. All of this, and I have the UN documents, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96 and others, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, where they state on record we need to sterilize more than 80% of the world population to reduce the world population. We need to look at binary weapon systems to do this. Now, a binary weapon system is something where they combine two different things to actually create the weapon, to actually create the toxin. And that's a separate issue. I don't know if Mr. Smith wants to get into that. I'm not familiar with his research in that area. But this is about eugenics. But I want to start taking calls coming up in the next segment. Now, we have had callers holding from the first about other issues, but I'm sorry. We're specifically talking about GMO or poisons or things in the food and water. And that number, of course, to join us is 877-590-5525. But Mr. Smith, continuing, you've gotten up to the latest, what, just 2 weeks ago, a European study by one of the top research outfits out of Europe in Austria. Please continue.
Yes, this was an actual Austrian government commission study, a rare thing from the government commissions of study, and it was also rare because it was long-term. They did four generations in one case where they fed the mice, and then they took the offspring, and they fed the mice, and they took their offspring, so they had great-grandchildren. And they also did a thing where they took multiple litters, where they had one set of parents, and they gave four different litters. In the four different litters, they had, and also in the multiple generation, in the third and fourth generation or litters, the number of offspring among the GM-fed mice and the weight of the offspring was less, showing levels of infertility and also offspring problems with their health. And it was very similar, in fact, to, of course, the Russian study where there was smaller offspring. But in this case, there was less offspring also, showing clear trend and, in one case, statistical significance towards infertility and problems with the offspring. So we see it now in farmer reports. We see it in studies done on soybeans and studies done on corn.
What about the potato study done by the British in the 90s?
This was a brilliant study. A good friend of mine, Dr. Arpad Pusztai, one of the world's leading researchers in his field, was commissioned by the UK government to create the ideal testing protocol, which was going to be made law in the EU to assess the safety of GMOs. And he led 30 researchers in three different institutes to create the testing protocol, and he genetically engineered potatoes to produce an insecticide and fed it to rats, and the rats got quite sick. They got potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles. There we have the testicles again.
Yep.
Partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. Now, he also fed controls natural potatoes, and they didn't get sick. And he fed another set of controls, natural potatoes, spiked with the insecticide that the GM potato was designed to produce, and they didn't get sick. So it wasn't the insecticide that was being produced.
It's the fact, and I've interviewed him, that it's wound into the DNA itself, so the body gets tricked and is absorbing.
The thing is, we don't know exactly what it is, but we can say generically the process of genetic engineering and all the things that can happen somehow cause these damage to the rats in just 10 days.
And by the way, only 10 days. And by the way, they were only looking at that one area in rats. He said on the show that with the gene gun, it was also randomly doing other things to the potatoes.
Of course, and that's what happens. And, you know, there's one thing we haven't even discussed, and that's the fact that the genes could transfer inside our own DNA, our own gut bacteria, and that might have happened also.
And we see all these diseases, Crohn's-like, just exploding off the charts suddenly, everywhere where these foods are eaten.
All the GI tract stuff, all the allergies, the autoimmune system stuff, all of that could easily be exacerbated by the fact that we're eating these genetically engineered crops. the only human feeding study ever conducted shows that the genes actually colonize the DNA of our gut bacteria. They continue to exist inside us long after we stop eating the genetically engineered
food. Okay, here's the $64 million question, and then I want to go back into all these horrors that are all documented, by the way.
I told you what happened to the researcher. You know, but your audience doesn't. Yeah, go ahead. What's the question?
No. Go ahead and finish up there. And then, why is Monsanto and Cargill and these other guys? We know it's about money and power, and they brag that they're taking over the entire genetic code of the planet, and ha, 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 then they sue people when their own crops infect them. I mean, it's just amazing. But why are they doing this to their own families? And then the answer is they built their own secret bunkers. And now they admit they have them. There's a larger plan clearly there. I know you don't like to speculate, but why are they doing this?
Well, let's tell you what happened to this fella, Arpad Pusztai, when he was concerned. What happened was he went public with his concerns about the effects of GMOs on the rats, and was a hero for about 2 days at the Routh Institute, the top research institute in nutrition in the UK and one of the best in the world. And then after 2 days of being praised up and down by the director, who was now giving press releases and holding press interviews, that director got a call from the prime minister's office, forwarded through the receptionist, two phone calls actually. And the next morning, Dr. Pusztai was fired from his job after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit. A 30-member research team was disbanded. They never implemented the long-term safety testing protocols. Instead, they put into effect a campaign to discredit Pusztai, to trash his reputation, and to maintain the reputation of genetic engineering.
But now the good news is, years later, he's been vindicated.
Absolutely. He was allowed to speak before Parliament 7 months later, which means he got his data back. There was an immediate peer review by 23 independent top scientists in the world. They all said his stuff was good. It's now published in The Lancet, and it's the most in-depth animal feeding study yet published on genetically engineered foods, implicating the process itself as causing this huge damage in just 10 years.
So why are the how do they think they're going to get away with it?
Well, one of the things is by keeping the number of studies so low, and by in the United States eliminating the need for labeling, it's very hard to sue these companies for damages to health, because it's hard to say it's because of GMOs unless you've done the studies. Every time a study comes and points to a problem, the person who's gotten the study has lost their funding, denied tenure, fired, stripped of responsibilities, forced out, threatened, etc. And this is what we document. And so what we're having right now is there's less than 36 peer-reviewed published animal feeding studies on Earth, even though these foods are being fed to 1 billion people for a dozen years.
All right. You're also involved in the Institute of Responsible Technology, responsibletechnology.org. We'll tell folks about some of your books and videos when we get back in the new film about Monsanto. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This is happening. And I just want to warn everybody that please don't take this for granted that you're being warned. Check out the evidence for yourself, at least for your children. We'll be right back.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to have time for a few phone calls for our guests. Normally, you know, I would have gotten your calls earlier in the first hour. I know you're all over the map, callers. I'm not going to be able to get to folks, probably on other issues. But if you want to call in specifically on genetically modified foods and their effects and what you plan to do about it, we've got some solutions. Then the toll-free number is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You're listening to us out of the mothership station that we send the syndicated broadcast out on. News Radio 590 KLBJ. It's 836-0590. If you disagree with this call in, believe me, I wish this wasn't true. It's hard to try to only get organic food for my children or to ask them at restaurants when we're there and have them act like we're weirdos. I've never been, quote, a health nut on this big kick. I researched this myself and found out it was true. By the way, Jeffrey M. Smith's books are just gorgeous. They're like textbooks, but they're fun to read. They're big color photographs, documents, all the research is right there. You need to get the Deadly Gamble Combo. We have at InfoWars.com in the shopping cart. It's got the two film, one audio CD combo pack in it, and then it's got his two books for one super low price, the GMO Trilogy DVD CD set from Jeffrey Smith. That's $19.95 by itself. Or you can get it in the Deadly Gamble Combo with his two big books on the subject, Genetic Roulette and Seeds of Destruction. Or you can get those separately, again, at InfoWars.com. And before he leaves us, I'll get him to briefly talk more about those and the new film he's in about Monsanto that we're not selling yet, but we've just ordered. We'll have on the shopping cart soon. But I hope you'll get it and have parties and show it to friends and family and neighbors. We have to educate people. And, again, the good news is we could turn the corner on this. We're having some major victories in the fight against it. Jeffrey, I mean, continuing with that statement, I understand that they're able to cover it up through the controlled media. I understand that they limit the studies or go after the governments or institutions that do expose this, even when it's their own researchers. I understand how they're suppressing it. but not completely successfully. Now, my issue is, why are they doing this? And I mean, I really know why. It's part of the larger sterilization program against humans, and we see the sperm count dropping by 80%, women infertility exploding. I mean, this is everywhere. We know in pigs, we know in cows, we know in sheep, we know in rats, we know in mice, it's doing it. Animals we test that are similar to us, and it's happening. But, I mean, from what you know, why are they doing this? From what they admit or what they've said?
Well, what is interesting, the Arthur Andersen Consulting was giving a lecture at a biotech conference in January 1999, and they described how they had worked with their client Monsanto by asking the executives to describe their ideal future in 15 to 20 years. And the executives describe a world in which 100% of all commercial seeds were genetically engineered and patented. And so Andersen Consulting worked backwards from that goal to create the strategy and tactics to achieve it. Another biotech company at the same conference projected a 95% takeover of all commercial seeds within 5 years by 2004. So their ambition was to replace nature, is still to replace nature. And even though there's only 8 genetically engineered food crops, and you could find them at responsibletechnology.org, along with a shopping guide how to avoid them, responsibletechnology.org, and even though there's only 8 food crops that have been currently commercialized and still around, the issue is there's about 173 or so that have been field trialed in more than 50,000 field trials in the United States and around the world.
And let's explain. They are militarily going into countries where it's illegal and secretly setting up growing operations. They're caught every week doing this.
Yeah.
So they understand, and then that infects all the similar plants.
That's what happened in Brazil. There was huge numbers of trucks of seeds coming across from Argentina planting illegal genetically engineered soy. It happened in Paraguay. It's happened in other places where it becomes so infected in the area that the government just gives up and says, well, I guess we have to approve it because it's already...
Well, I remember, well, that's another Monsanto executive said that. He said, we're just going to take over so everything's infected and you don't have a choice. But I remember seeing like 7-8 years ago a headline on the BBC that 89% of the ancient Mexican corn varieties had all been infected.
Well, you like this story. A friend of mine was debating with a person from USAID, who was definitely trying to push GMOs around the world. And he's debating on South African television. And after the lights go down, the cameras are shut off, they're still arguing. And at one point she says, you just wait. There'll be so much contamination of genetically engineered corn in South Africa, no one in Africa can grow non-GM corn. So she let it out of the bag that her intention was to contaminate the food supply forcibly so that no one could grow non-GM stuff.
And their favorite is where the plant develops a pesticide in its own genetic code, so bugs won't eat it or animals won't eat it, but then they feed it to us. And, of course, most animals have better olfactory nerves, noses, than we do. And so they're able to get away with this. So it's extremely cold-blooded and wide-reaching. You know, I tell people about this. I'll read like an AP article on air. I remember about 5 years ago, it was about Protegene in Texas with a pharmacological crop of corn that grew HIV virus shells in it. And I told people on air, and they thought I was making this up.
Yeah, the thing is, there's a whole pharmaceutical crop concept where they grow, like, for example, Protegene Company was growing a vaccine for pig diarrhea in a corn field in Iowa, right near Nebraska. And the next year, they were growing, and the farmer was growing soybeans on the same field, but the inspectors just happened to be driving by and noticed there was some corn stubble from the previous year and some corn stalks coming through. They had been planted the previous year and not, you know, they just grew, called volunteer crops. So they told the guy, you should harvest that, you should remove that before you harvest the soybeans. Well, he never did. It ended up contaminating 500,000 bushels of soybeans, so they had to destroy it. The company had to pay $3 million. And when that came out, only then we found out that they had also destroyed 155 acres in Iowa of corn that had probably been contaminated by other pharmaceutical corn. This is one of the most stupid things you could imagine, planting pharmaceutical corn that creates drugs or industrial chemicals
live virus
outside. next to other corn.
Let's explain. They can have animal virus grown in the plants. Now I also tell people, I'll read like a Toronto Star or a Reuters headline, they don't believe it, that cloned beef, cloned, all these major staples, cloned pigs in Canada and the United States, they say, yeah, it's already in the food chain, it's already been bred, nothing you can do about it. And people say they don't clone cows.
Huh. Well, you know, you were right about that, that they tried to put a spider gene into a goat to milk the goat to get spiderweb protein to make bulletproof vests. They put human genes into corn to make spermicide. And it's interesting, this whole thing about the pigs and cows that were getting sterile from certain varieties of genetically engineered corn, it seemed to cluster around a certain number of years in a certain area. It was actually all over the United States, but mostly in Iowa. There was a company that took corn cobs and crushed them up so that they were used for bedding for animals. And a Baylor University study was doing something on mice, and they found that when the mice were in a cage with these crushed corn cobs, then they became sterile or largely infertile. And they found that they traced it to the corn cobs, and they found two different endocrine disruptors in the corn that were much higher, apparently causing the sterility. And the researcher said in his published research that he found that the levels were different in genetically engineered corn.
Now, well, as you know, though, I mean, with genetic engineering, the holy grail is to actually get the change you want. This is not an accident that magically it's always about sterilization, just magically every product, sterilize. I mean, this is clearly being done by design. I mean, when they're in there changing one thing, they're really in there changing other things.
You know, it's interesting. One thing that is an argument against the idea that it's being used for population control is that it's not targeted. It's a shotgun. Once you put it in the environment, you can't control it. It can outlast the effects of global warming and nuclear waste. It can spread. We don't have a technology to search and destroy. It's like trying to recall genetically engineered salmon from the ocean or mosquitoes from the environment. So if these people...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the GMO mosquitoes. Stay there. We're going to come back with the final segment. Boy, this has gone by really fast. We'll try to cram some of your calls in when we get back. I mean, if you care. If not, just, I guess, kiss your butts goodbye.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, time flies when you're fighting the New World Order. Look, I want to go to Paula, Kat, and everybody else that's holding, but you're calling in about the police state I covered in the first 40 minutes. Tomorrow I'll be covering that on the weekday show in detail. Yes, Obama's announcing national compulsory service and domestic spy squads. Yes, he's freaking all the liberals out who thought it was Bush that wanted to use the military. They all work for the same people. Now he's announcing, yes, military will be on the streets of America to fight all crime and for social and environmental issues. They've stated it. But it isn't real environmental issues. It's taxing the people, and not stopping the true environmental problems like GMO. So it's all very, very nuanced subject. But I do want to take Tom and I think George are for the guests, so we're going to get to you guys here in just a moment. Jeffrey, when you get back in 3 months, please contact me. I want to have you on first, and I apologize. I ended up rescheduling you Friday. That was my fault, not my producer's.
Not a problem.
But it's great to have you here. Just briefly, one of your films, films you're involved in, I'm not carrying yet, is The Truth About Monsanto. Tell folks about that briefly.
Right. The World According to Monsanto. If you go to monsantofilm.com, it's an amazing film by award-winning film producer from France, Marie-Monique Robin. And she traveled all over the world and found the absolute disgusting and despicable and really evil hand that's been behind Monsanto, giving us PCB poison and DDT poison and Agent Orange poison, and now the poison associated with genetically engineered foods. And it shows clearly the damages that it's happening around the world, and also the cover-up and the arrogance. Incredible film.
That brings me to my last question before we take a few calls here, and that is, if you get lead or you get mercury or you get arsenic, it poisons you, it hurts you. It affects DNA a little bit, but not that much. But when you change the DNA of the planet, when you vandalize the DNA of the planet, as you've said, in an irrevocable fashion already, and they're now accelerating it, we've got a big problem. And so that's the issue here, is that this is irrevocable. I mean, when you talk about half the mice being sterile or 90% of them dying or 50% dying, depending on the study, I mean, this is confirmed, and we're eating this, and we see diabetes and cancer and everything exploding off the charts, and sterilization and infertility exploding. It's clear. So briefly speak to that, and then briefly, solutions. We are having victory all over the world and the bovine growth hormone in milk. We're having victories. We can have this tipping point.
Yes, we have. When we look at all of the different things going on, and I did in with about 30 scientists over 2 years, and we came up with the book Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. In Genetic Roulette, you see thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, thousands of toxic and allergic reactions in humans, and damage to virtually every organ and every system studied. As bad as GMOs are, it's one of the easiest health and environmental catastrophes to solve, because we are in charge of what we buy. Now, because GMOs don't give any consumer benefit to these companies, if they perceive GMOs, genetically modified organisms, as a liability for sales, they'll simply switch to the non-GMO brand, as many have. In fact, when the tipping point of consumer rejection hit Europe in April of 1999, within a few days, within a single week, virtually every major food company committed to stop using GM ingredients. In the last 3 years, we saw a huge rejection of bovine growth hormone, as you said, kicked out last month by Subway, this year by Walmart, Kroger, the end of last year by Starbucks. So we're seeing a huge consumer backlash against one genetically engineered product.
But the empire is striking back, trying to take over every major food crop. We don't have much time. We better get involved in voting with our dollars. We can force them to stop doing this. But they're striking back, also coming in, as you've eloquently covered, to where they don't want us to be able to have real labeling.
Exactly. So go to responsibletechnology.org and do a number of things in order to help with this. One, you can become a member, either a free member, or we'd love to get some support. I mean, we just lost funding to India, but I'm going anyway. The other thing is there's a petition there. Obama committed to labeling during his campaign. So we're going to say, great, thank you for labeling, but we want real labeling. And so we want comprehensive labeling, not loophole labeling. And so there's a petition there you can sign that we will send to Obama. And then go on the site also at Responsible Technology and download or order a shopping guide, a non-GMO shopping guide, and learn how to avoid eating.
And by the way, you have those where you can print them off. They're like 10 pages long, or you can buy them at cost in bulk. We got to jump to calls. Folks, you've been given the sites. Take action. Get the books and videos at InfoWars.com or the other sites. Don't wait around. Your family, your children are worth it, and you will find out what we've covered here is true and accurate. Let's talk to Tom in Minnesota, and then we'll go to George, and that's it we have for calls. Go ahead, Tom. Tom in Minnesota, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Oh, okay, you can hear me now, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was listening to one of them Monsanto representatives about 6 months ago. He said that they were genetically altering it where they would only use about 25% of the water. Right afterwards, I was been looking at Air Force 2025 and noticing that they do put air nanoparticles in the air to come down into the water.
Yeah, that's right. The military now admits they are adding to jet fuel, both commercial and private, so it's compartmentalized, and they are spraying the atmosphere and terraforming the planet that's now declassified.
Okay, and they can control the weather, and they can control hurricanes, and I noticed that the water tables were, like, down about 25%, and they filled them all back up. Along with all this and the digital TV, is this going to be something else that's going to be controlling us?
Absolutely. I mean, well, that's forcing a lot of local stations to go bankrupt because they can't afford the expensive transmitters. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you have a question for our guest.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I have a sign of a healthy body. I remember about 5 years ago, I had this sickness. I was throwing up. I was throwing up because I always ate from the farmer's market. My parents always grew their own food. And everything I threw up on was everything he was talking about, corn, soy products. I mean, I would eat it, and my body would just reject it, and I had to go eat organic food.
Absolutely. A lot of people are seeing that. Well, there's a lot of farm animals that, and I've talked to the farmers, not just studies, they won't eat GMO. We've seen cases of that, haven't we?
Absolutely. There's a pigs, cows, geese, elk, deer, raccoons, squirrels, mice, and rats. All when...
Keep going.
We have all when given a choice. These animals have avoided eating genetically engineered foods. And so what may be happening in this caller's body is a very natural response to reject something which is inappropriate. I've heard a lot of people say that they can't eat the GMO stuff, but only the organic stuff of the same species.
Well, I mean, let's back up and talk about this. I talked to a lot of allergen doctors, and because I started getting allergies. My grandmother never had them in Austin. My mother never had them. Same environment. Suddenly, everybody's got them. And I talked to medical doctors, and they go, "Well, we all know that it's really the GMO, and then it triggers and increases your susceptibility to other allergens, triggering. So it's a type of tipping point." But in closing, that's powerful. That animals, if GMO side by side with non-GMO, they want the non-GMO.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of stories. I mean, there's story after story. I heard a new one last week about a guy said, "Here, let me show you something." He threw a bunch of He called the pigs. They just ran up full speed. He dished out some genetically engineered corn. They looked at it, and they looked back up. They wouldn't touch it. Then he went over to the other side of the crib, threw out the non-GM stuff, and they all ran and ate it up completely. So we need to get humans up to the level of animals.
Well, I mean, you know, a pig has a better nose than even the best bloodhound. So the problem is humans don't have the taste buds and snout that those type of omnivores have.
That's why we have to put out the non-GMO shopping guide.
But why is it? I mean, I guess it's just the olfactory nerve. I mean, the pigs know, but humans don't.
You know, we don't know. No one's known because, it's possible that they are sensitive to the field effects, you know, the auras around the products. It's possible it's the smell. It's possible that they've tasted it and realized that it's not food, and then they smell it and identify it with something they've already tasted. So we don't know, and no one's done any studies about it.
But literally the electrical makeup of it, the electrochemical, as we know, a lot of that is tied in with smell. Okay, well, Jeffrey M. Smith, we really appreciate you joining us. Good luck in India. I don't see how the establishment is going to cover up what they've done as just the evidence just pours out and as the people rebel against them.
Well, you're doing a great service. You know more about this than most. I mean, I've been on hundreds of radio shows, and you're like a walking library about this. So thank you. Your audience is a lot better educated than virtually any other audience about GMOs. It's great.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bragging about myself, folks, but I can have generals on, admirals, congressmen and women, scientists on. I had a top captain on about piracy. He goes, "This, you know, more than any other show we've ever been on." It's only because I study every day, sometimes 10, 12 hours a day. I research everything. I study history, and so I'm aware. I'm not unusually smart. I'm just an average person who I'm not an expert on fantasy football. I am an expert on the New World Order and what matters to my family. God bless you all. Key story on martial law, Marines patrolling America right now at Info.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.